In Kilgore, Texas, demolition work is set to begin on C.B. Dansby High School that was built around 1930. The former all-black school was closed by desegregation in 1969. Today it stands as a blighted, asbestos-filled property. Alumni leader Dolores Arline attended the school before it closed. She recalls singing the school song for the last time and how her classmates put on a brave front when transferring to Kilgore High School during the Civil Rights era.
It was really a sad day because we loved our school and we loved the teachers there, and plus we were facing going to the unknown. There had been some students that had already started attending the all-white school through a freedom of choice. And we had gotten reports. We knew that some had had a hard time and had come back because they were not well received.
Kilgore City Manager Scott Sellers says the city received a state neighborhood stabilization program grant to raise the school. He hopes that once the property is cleared, that it will be snapped up for redevelopment and returned to the tax rolls.
Subsurface, the land is good. It is adjacent to a creek and some good subdivisions surrounding it. So we believe a developer would have a great piece of property close to the heart of the city.
Sellers says the city is saving some of the bricks from the demolition for the creation of a future memorial on the site. A ceremony is set for tomorrow at 10 o'clock to remember the teachers, staff, and alumni. Arline says it was a tight-knit community.
It served a great purpose. It was a great school, great teachers. And many of those teachers still live in our community, and you know, a lot of them are ailing. And we don't want them to not be honored and remembered, and that more so than the building itself.
The $203,000 grant will cover the entire cost of asbestos remediation and demolition of C.B. Dansby High School that sits on 5 acres.